Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Welcome back. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. Wherever you are, however you're listening, whenever you're listening. Radio, internet, subspace frequency, on your way back from the mothership, wherever you are, however you're doing it, we don't care. We're just glad you're here. And don't forget, if you get to my website at jbsba.com, don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, which comes every week by email. On Sunday, actually, gets you ready for the week ahead. John Gordon is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. John is an internationally known expert on energy. He is the energy addict. That's his title. He's the author of Become an Energy Addict. And he's also, you know, we just had Lydia Bastianich on the show talking about her restaurants. John is a restaurant owner, too. So that makes him a pretty special entrepreneur. But John's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. John Gordon, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be with you again. Thank you.
It's good to have you back. Thanks for joining us and sharing some of your energy with us. You know, John, we were just talking with Lydia Bastianich, who owns a half a dozen restaurants, mostly in New York, some in Pittsburgh and Kansas City. And you own at least a small handful, three or four restaurants in your part of the world. And remind me the name of your restaurants.
I own three franchises of Moe's Southwest Grill, a Southwest burrito slash taco quesadilla fajita concept.
Right. All right. So you're, which as we were talking with Lydia, I said that I believe of all the small business businesses that I know about, and I know about a lot of them, that there's nothing that's tougher than being a restaurant owner. Would you agree with that?
It's definitely challenging. But I also believe that, you know, how you set up your business determines, you know, your success and your failure. And so everyone always wanted to tell me, oh, restaurants are so hard. And yes, indeed they are. But I chose to take a different path. I chose to think it was going to be easy. I chose to believe that I was going to work hard and things were just going to, you know, fall into place. And really, if I took care of all the details and I set it up right. And sure enough, it's been very, very, very solid, very you know, on my end as an owner, it's been really nice to run these because I have an area director, I have GMs, I set up the right people, I found the right people to set up the right culture. You know, we really talk about the right energy for the staff, and we have the right controls in place. And so it really has been so much easier than when I used to own a restaurant in Atlanta. It was a nightmare, and now it is just so much easier doing the way I'm doing it now.
And what's the main difference between the nightmare and the dream come true that you got right now?
Setting it up the right way with the right people.
You didn't understand. Were you trying to do it all yourself in those days?
Yes, and I had.
And you mindset. Didn't recognize your limitations, did you?
Nope. And I had the mindset it had to be hard. That I thought restaurants had to be hard. And I believe what we project is what we receive. And I believe that the thoughts that we project is what we create. We determine our reality. Henry Ford said, "Think you can or think you can't. Either way, you are correct." And I think that applies to business.
Say that again.
Henry Ford said.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be on the test. Write this down.
Henry Ford said, "Think you can or think you can't. Either way, you are correct." And my business experience just proves it because I really said, this is not going to be hard this time. This is going to be easy. I was like really scared to get back in the restaurant business, having been involved. But when I decided to get back in, I said, it's going to be a lot easier this time. And sure enough, I have a great area director. I have great GMs. We meet, you know, twice a month, one as a whole company of all the stores, the three stores I have. And then we also meet once a month as just for a marketing meeting. And my area director meets with the staff every week. And so we're always, you know, we're always just making sure everything's running right.
Is energy a commodity that's underestimated in the success of a business?
Yeah, as I say in my book, I say it's called Energy Addict. It's actually not Become an Energy Addict. It's Energy Addict, because the new book came out. Now they changed the title from Become an Energy Addict to Energy Addict.
Okay. Well, I have the old one.
Yeah, 101 Physical, Mental, Spiritual Ways to Energize Your Life. But yes, energy is the currency of personal and professional success today. And most people don't realize that. I want to say that again because people would like to write this down. Energy is the currency of personal and professional success today. If you don't have the energy, you can't lead. If you don't have the energy, you can't inspire. You can't make a difference. You can't sell. So you have to have the energy to do everything else. So I don't care how many great sales techniques you have. If you're tired when you get up in the morning or you're exhausted throughout the day and you just don't have that energy to keep you going, you're not going to be successful.
John, you and I are similar in one way. Somebody once said to me that there's somebody walking around without any energy because I got mine and theirs too. And you're a lot like that too. When we come back, I want you to help us understand how to get energy if we don't have it. We're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate here in Chicago, to take us out. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with John Gordon, the author of The Energy Addict. Tell us the title of the new edition, John.
101 Mental, Physical, and Spiritual Ways to Energize Your Life.
Energy Addict, 101 Ways. All right. And tell us where that's available, John.
It's available all bookstores on Amazon.com. And it's been out about 3 weeks now. My publisher said it's actually really selling well around.
What's the difference in this one and the other version?
You know, it's redesigned. A new publisher, Penguin Publishing. It's called Perrigé, a division of Penguin.
Is it a hardback?
Right. It's a paperback.
Okay, so the original one is a hardback.
Yep.
And this is out in paperback with a new title, a little bit of different layout.
Layout, and they added an energy audit to it, which is really cool. So you get to create your energy audit in the beginning. Find out where you think you need more energy, then point you to definitely different sections of the book to read. They divide the book into different categories of mental, physical, and spiritual energy. They added like 11 or 12 of my new tips on there, which I wanted, and got rid of some of the older ones, which I thought were a little basic. And so we added some really latest, innovative,
some energized tips.
Ones.
Yeah.
So this book is selling, like, it's amazing how much better it's selling already just by creating new energy around the book and new design, new publisher.
Tell us about your website, please.
It's energyaddict.com. That's Energy Addict. And I have a free newsletter that goes out every week with the energy tip of the week. Start out with maybe, I don't know, 100 people 2 years ago. Now have over 10,000. So that's
congratulations.
Exciting.
Now tell us about you made us an offer last time of a free 10-day program.
Yeah, same thing. You know, one of my missions, Jim, is to really energize people and help them find more energy for their lives and their careers. So I have a 10-day free energy plan on my website. You just download it, PDF format. Go to my website, energyaddict.com. On the stuff to do, you'll find download Energy Addict Challenge. Download that, and you have a 10-day plan that will really kick
your energy.
And
they can get that for free from your website.
For free. You can use it for yourself.
Thank you, very much. Ladies and gentlemen, please take advantage of this. Go to energyaddict.com, and tell us again what the link looks like.
It's just some stuff to do. It's called Energy Addict Challenge, free 10-day plan. You click on that, you download it, and you have a plan that will really kickstart your energy in 10 days.
Give it a try, folks. Maybe even recommend it to somebody. John, and by the way, folks, there's one other thing I wanted to mention about. I want you to watch for John on television in the month of October. John, tell us about this.
I'll be on the Today Show coaching a few career and women who have families and they also have jobs. And so I'll be coaching them on
what time
energy.
Of day will this be?
Somewhere between the 8 and 9 o'clock hour, I believe, on the Today
Eastern
Show.
Eastern time, between 8 and 9, every Monday in October.
You can tune into Today.
Congratulations.
MSNBC.com.
That's great. Folks, be sure to check that out. And of course, for those of you on the East Coast, you'll have to make sure that you're watching John while you're listening to my show. You can't do learn how to do both of those at the same time. But anyway, congratulations on that, John. Folks, take advantage of that of the free offer that John just made us. Okay, John, what about What do we do with the flatliners that we run into? The people that just seem to have, maybe they look at you and me and they say, "You have my energy. I want it back." How do we give it to them?
Well, if they're our employees, or if they're just people that we want to energize, we inspire them. We become contagious with our enthusiasm. I mean, energy is both negative and positive. You have a choice to share negative energy or positive energy. So that's one way. What do I do with the flatliners? I like to give them simple little tips that they can do to increase their energy. And we're talking basic tips that we can all do that we don't think are big deals, but if we do the little things, we'll produce huge results, huge ripples in our energy. For instance, getting up in the morning and eat breakfast. Sounds basic, but breakfast eaters are more productive and alert at work. And so they have more energy.
Yeah, there are a lot of people who don't eat breakfast out there.
A ton, and believe it or not, it's one of the simplest things you can do in the morning. Protein and fiber, you want to have something like, hard-boiled eggs and fruit, or, whole grain toast and peanut butter, or if I have a lot of time, make it my energy cocktail smoothie in the morning. Different things like that will give you the energy that you need to sustain you throughout the day. Your body's like an energy furnace. When you get up in the morning, it says, "Hey, I need energy." If you don't give it the energy it needs, it slows down your metabolism and you conserve energy. And so if you're drinking a cup of coffee and just going to work like that, you're running on fumes. You're running on stress hormones rather than real fuel.
Why do you think people wake up and they're not hungry? They don't want to eat food. What do you think that is?
I think they're busy. They're stressed out. They're trying to get to work. They don't think it's as important. And they don't realize how important it is.
Isn't it interesting how some people almost make it sound like something that's good that they don't, it's almost like they're proud of the fact that they don't eat breakfast.
Well, because there's a misconception also that we don't eat breakfast, so I don't eat the calories associated with breakfast.
Right.
But you actually need to eat that food to speed up your metabolism so you can actually eat a little more calories because it will give you more energy and you'll burn more energy, more fat, more calories. So it's one of the simplest things. I used to not eat breakfast. I started eating breakfast. I started drinking water every day. And before you know it, I had so much more energy. I lost 20 pounds.
Is water important to energy?
Water is one of the most important things you can do, drinking water. Just drinking water. We're made up of about 70% water. So many of us are walking around dehydrated during the day because we're not drinking enough water.
Every chemical, every process that happens in the body, everything that happens in the body happens in a water medium, doesn't it?
Everything.
You got to have water to make all those things happen. That makes a lot of sense. I've been drinking a lot of water for a long time. John, one of the things that I think is the reason why some people are flatliners is because they're not doing something that they can get excited about, they can be energetic about. And I want to talk about that when we come back in a minute. How do we find the right place for those folks? And maybe it's not with your company. Tintel, stay with us. We'll be right back. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. A little bit of heart for you there, Nancy. Ann and Nancy. John Gordon is our guest. He's the author of Energy Addict. Tell us the title of the new book.
101 Mental, Physical, and Spiritual Ways to Energize Your Life, Energy Addict.
Wherever books are sold and wherever fine books are sold in a couple of places where they're not so fine, give us your website again, too, John.
EnergyAddict.com.
And don't forget to see John on the Today Show in October, every Monday in October, in the morning, obviously. The Today Show is in the morning, and so he's going to be getting that place energized up there. And I think they probably need you up there, John.
I'm ready.
To help them out a little bit. Okay, I said something as we went to the break about the people that I call flatliners. These are people who not only do they not have any energy of their own, sometimes it seems like they suck the energy out of you. I mean, it's like they just wear you out. And I believe that everybody, maybe I'm enough of a Pollyanna to believe this, that everybody can get energetic about something. But people like you and me, we're sort of pathological about this, John. We're energetic about everything. But some people, they only are going to be energetic about the things that they're interested in. And I think that if there are employees, we have to find whatever it is that they can get excited about and get energetic about. And if we don't have whatever that is, I think we need to encourage them to go somewhere else and find it.
Exactly. And, you know, I often talk about this in my seminars, is that, you know, you can't, you sometimes you may not be doing, you know, doing completely what you love, but you can love what you do. And you have to find, I help people find that higher and deeper meaning in the ordinary. I mean, we really have to find the extraordinary in the ordinary. Every job we have gets old. I mean, everyone, even, you know, you get on the radio station and you do your show. I travel around, speak to groups. It's basically the same sort of thing. It could all get old if we didn't have an enthusiasm and a passion and a deeper purpose. My purpose is to make a difference and really help people find energy. That's what drives me. Your purpose is to go out there and help people, you know, increase their business and help them with their small business, and that's a passion of yours. So I tell people, they got to find that purpose. If you're in, for instance, if you're answering the phone, perhaps your purpose could be to make someone's day every day. I call it be a day maker.
Right.
Make someone's day. Have fun. You know, really just play games at work while you're there during the day. Make a difference every day.
So, that's, I mean, something, this thing about having fun, John. You know, I remember I talked to the audience last week about this, and I talk about this all the time when as often as I can. In my opinion, it is possible to be a successful business owner or to be successful in the marketplace, to be a serious professional in the marketplace and still have fun. In fact, I say that if you can't do all that and have fun, then let's go do something else.
I mean, life is too short to be in a job that you hate. Did you know that more people die Monday morning at 9 a.m. than any other time?
I didn't know that.
People would rather die than go to work.
Wow.
I mean, it is that bad because they feel like they don't have a choice. They feel imprisoned in their jobs. And I'm here to say you do have a choice. You know, Abraham Lincoln said a man is about as happy as he chooses to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe happiness and energy are choices. And we really need to, you know, if we're in a job we don't like, we have two choices. We can find another job. We can find another position within that job. Or we can choose to start finding the happiness and the purpose and the passion in the everyday. And I think we do have that choice. I do this with my guys at the restaurant when they're serving burritos. I mean, come on, nothing gets more boring than serving burritos. But I try to encourage them to be a day maker. And as those people are going through the line and you're making their burritos for them, look at those people and try to make their day. See if you can make them smile. See if you can have fun.
You know, I walked into a restaurant the other day, and the little gal that waited, and she was a very young lady, waited on us to take us to our seat. And I got the feeling that she was so unhappy that we showed up. I mean, she didn't smile. She almost acted like, oh no, here's two more customers. And so we got to our table, and I said, are you having a bad day? She said, no, why? I said, well, why don't you smile every once in a while?
Good, because, you know, when I often talk to restaurants.
She kept looking at me. The rest of the time I was there, she kept looking over at me like, who is that weirdo?
Right, and sometimes I'll tell them, too. I'll say, you know, when I speak to companies, you know, energy really is the difference between one restaurant and the next, one hotel and the next.
Mm-hmm.
The collective energy of all the employees really creates the whole energy and the atmosphere.
It can almost be theater, can it?
Yeah.
That the energy can also be something that people want to watch. They don't come there just to eat, but they come to watch what's going on. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Give us your website one more time.
It is energyaddict.com, and I hope people will download that free 10-day energy.
Don't forget to get that free 10-day program that John's making available. Thanks, John. Good job, and good luck this next month on today's show. We'll be thinking about you.
Thanks, Jim. Stay energized.
Okay, John Gordon, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Energy Addict. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program really is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.